Science is still looking for a cure for Parkinson's disease, the disease best known for creating visible body tremors in the people who have it. There's a lot more to it than that, and a lot of work going on to help the people who live with Parkinson's disease and the people who live with Parkinson's patients. Here's our chance to peruse the services available for people dealing with Parkinson's in Oregon, and to hear about a fundraiser coming up in the Rogue Valley this coming weekend. Two guests are with us here on The Exchange. Holly Chamoff is the Executive Director at Parkinson's Resources for Oregon. She joins us by phone. Hi, Holly.
Good morning, Jeff.
And here in the studio with me is Carl Michael, who is the team captain in the Parkinson's Soul Support Walk coming September 19th to Medford. He is the captain of Team Rosie. Rosie was Carl's wife, who died in March of this year. Carl, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Holly, tell us a bit first about some of the general things that people need to know about Parkinson's disease, because it's one of those things that I think strikes so many people later in life. It tends to be a bit out of sight.
It does, Jeff. And very often what we're learning is that folks who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease tend to isolate themselves. They may become embarrassed or ashamed of some of their symptoms and don't really understand all the help and support that's available. So when we're working with people who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease or their family members, what we're really trying to stress is the importance of getting good medical care and therapies to help combat those symptoms, and then connecting them with a community like we have in Southern Oregon with support groups and exercise classes and making sure people have all the support they need.
Any idea of the numbers of people who are dealing with Parkinson's disease in Oregon?
In Oregon, we estimate about 25,000 people have Parkinson's disease. And when I say estimate, that's because Parkinson's is not a trackable or reportable disease because it's not considered it's not communicable. It's not something that you can get from any kind of contact, whether it's casual or intimate, so it's not transmissible, and it's not considered a terminal illness. It's something that people live with and that it definitely impacts quality of life and can shorten the lifespan, but for those neat reasons, it's not reportable, so getting a very solid count of the number of people becomes a bit tricky.
So there's no requirement of doctor's offices, for example, to report this to health authorities?
There is not. There is not. At this time, we are working with some of our partners across the country to try to change that. But as of right now, it's not a reportable condition.
Carl, let's talk about you and how you got involved with Parkinson's disease. Can we assume that this is something your wife had?
Yes. She was diagnosed in August of 2007. And shortly after that, I would say by early 2008, we were in the Parkinson's Resources of Oregon's network.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous organization.
Really? Was it just one phone call and you got connected from that point?
Got connected. Invaluable information, just information that helps you deal with your symptoms and get the best you can get out of every day of your life.
What were some of the things that really got your attention? I mean, as you were first getting into Parkinson's Resources of Oregon, the things that you didn't know that when you found out it made your life a bit easier.
Well, number one, I think when she was diagnosed, I mean, we were both as dumb as a post about the disease. So the education background that was provided, the learning experience, that was invaluable.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Holly, to use Carl's term, people being dumb as a post about this, I mean, what are some of the misconceptions about Parkinson's disease? I mean, you already mentioned there are treatments for the symptoms up to a point, but I mean, what are some of the other things that people might not know about Parkinson's?
Well, most people, and even as you mentioned in your introduction, think of Parkinson's as a disease that causes tremors and even some balance problems. And that is what we see when we look at someone who has Parkinson's disease. But what most of us are really unaware of and uneducated about is all the non-motor symptoms that really are troubling and impact quality of life. So folks can have troubles with digestion, they can have trouble with their speech, they can have trouble with depression is a very common symptom of Parkinson's disease, but it's also a very treatable symptom of Parkinson's disease, as are really many of the side effects of either the medications and or as the disease changes, there are good help, support, and therapies that can help mitigate those problems for families. Another thing I would really want to stress for anyone in the listening audience is that Parkinson's disease does not just affect the elderly. It is a disease that there are more people in each older age group, so the incidence does increase the older a population is. But we work with clients in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s that have Parkinson's disease. So it is something that we want to be vigilant about and make sure that we're helping our patients get an accurate diagnosis, regardless of their age of diagnosis.
Did it help, for example, to publicize Parkinson's when the likes of Michael J. Fox, I think, was in his 40s when he began to show symptoms? That people do become more aware of it through for lack of a better term, celebrity spokesperson.
There's no way we can underestimate what Michael J. Fox did when he went public with his diagnosis at a time that he was kind of at the highlight of his career, and he was brave enough to come forward and say, I have this disease. It does affect young people also. And he has become really such a spokesperson and an advocate in our community. And he does change the way people think about Parkinson's. Absolutely.
We are talking about Parkinson's disease here on the Jefferson Exchange with Holly Chamoff, who's the Executive Director of Parkinson's Resources for Oregon, and Carl Michael, who's a team captain of Team Rosie in the Parkinson's Soul Support Walk coming September 19th to Medford. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Carl, why don't you tell us about the Soul Support Walk?
Well, Soul Support is, I think there's four of them throughout the state. Anyway, it's a fundraiser for Parkinson's Resources of Oregon, and it's just a great, fun Saturday afternoon. You can spend about 3 hours, meet a lot of nice people, and have a leisurely walk in Bear Creek Park.
And what time of day does it start?
I believe this year it's scheduled to start around 12:30.
Mm-hmm. And have you had teams in before?
Yes. I think our first year in the walk was 2009. We've had a team every year. We've done different things, solicitation donations through team members. It's the primary goal. One year I put a golf tournament on for it, little 9-hole tournament, and I'm telling you right now, just go out and collect names and money is a lot easier in a golf tournament.
Okay.
But it's a great organization. I wished our community would get behind it a little more.
Mm-hmm. How have the trends been in recent years? Is it on the way up, holding steady?
Well, I would say that it's a very slow gain. I have not been in touch enough with Holly to know whether this year's looking like it's going to be a gain again or not. But the last communications I had with her was it looked like we were doing okay on raising dollars, but it looked like we're maybe falling short on people that want to walk.
Hmm.
So, like I say, it's supposed to be a beautiful day, mid-80s.
That's right. Saturday ought to be a great day. Holly, fill us in then on some of the numbers that you're hearing from the Soul Support Walk. And this is one of several of the same day or different days?
It's the only one on the 19th. Mm-hmm. So we are in Medford on the 19th, and then the next day we're in Eugene. We just had our first walk in Vancouver yesterday, and we had over 300 walkers come out. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful in Medford this weekend. What I can say is that we're planning for about 100 people. We had about 100 walkers last year also. What I'm most looking forward to is we have the ukulele ladies coming back. So if you've never heard a band of ukuleles, this is a senior group that's been practicing year-round and will be out providing entertainment for us at Bear Creek Park. Registration is for free. There's no cost to register. We do encourage our walkers to do a little fundraising. Anyone who raises or donates $100 receives a Parkinson's Hero t-shirt at the event. We'll have those on hand available for walkers. Registration can be done in advance at soulsupport.org. Or we do have availability and the ability to welcome all walkers on site starting at noon at Bear Creek Park.
All right, that's soulsupport.org?
Yes.
All right, when we're talking about then the numbers of people involved in the fundraising events, it reminds me to ask about the fact that since the onset is often later in life and since mm-hmm. we have a general aging of the American population, if there's a projection that Parkinson's cases will increase in the years ahead of us.
Absolutely. I think that Parkinson's disease is going to become, well, it already is, but I think the more awareness that we're able to spread, people are going to realize what a health issue Parkinson's disease is. As our population is aging, we're going to be working with more and more clients that need services and support. They need support groups, they need exercise classes, they need access to social workers who can help them with housing transitions. It is really something that we continue within our organization to plan for a steadily growing client base. In the last 4 years alone, our clients, the number of people that we serve at Parkinson's Resources of Oregon has doubled. And that's in part from the outreach and awareness that we've been doing, but it's also an indication of our aging population.
When we talk about the kinds of services that are provided, I think one of the questions that also comes to mind is the progression of the disease itself. First of all, what is going on in the body that leads to the conditions of Parkinson's disease?
The best thinking on this right now, and the most obvious answer, is there's as the brain is changing, it's a change in the brain, and a chemical called dopamine is not being produced sufficiently. And dopamine is used for a lot of different normal functions of the body, but without the dopamine, we do start to see the slowness of movement, rigidity, many of those motor symptoms. But as the muscles are becoming slower and more rigid, it's not just our external movements that become affected. Internal muscles, digestion, that becomes a problem. People have challenges even with their facial muscles. So someone with Parkinson's disease may not readily show emotion through their face. Smiles are just not as automatic. Doesn't mean the person is in a bad mood or cranky. It's just that the muscles aren't triggering the reactions that we're looking for normally in communication.
Carl, with Rosie, your wife, I mean, how long had she been showing things that later on you realized were Parkinson's symptoms before there was a diagnosis?
I would say somewhere between 6 and 10 years.
Really, that long?
Yes, After we learned a little bit about the disease, why we could look back and see things that were signs of it probably that far.
And Jeff, that's a very common story. People look back and they realize that they may have had an impaired sense of smell or taste, or there had been changes in handwriting, or a softening of speech pattern. Carl and Rosie's experience is really all too common.
And Carl, what would you say is the biggest single thing that gave you relief when you hooked up with Parkinson's Resources of Oregon?
Probably the educational side of learning what we were facing and how to deal with it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like knowing that other people are there and have been through this as well.
Yeah, and, you know, the same suggestions that work for Rosie might not work for Bob because it's such an individual disease.
Mm-hmm. That must make treatment a little tricky then, Holly.
It does. It's some of our clients tell us they sometimes feel like they're a guinea pig when they go to the doctor's office because it is very often a little bit of trial and error to get the exact treatment protocol that's going to be optimized for one individual. And what, as Carl said, what works for one person may not work exactly the same for someone else. And so it is a little bit of stick-to-itiveness that's required and a really positive, open communication with the neurologist between the patient, the family, and their medical provider to make sure that we're optimizing treatment and care as best as possible.
Now, what do we know about the quality of research at this point about looking for new treatments and potentially even something to reverse the effects of Parkinson's?
So, you know, always looking at those exactly. How do we prevent Parkinson's disease? Not only do we want to bring better therapies online now, but in the future, would it be possible, for example, to reverse the disease or prevent it from even occurring? I would say I'm not aware of anything that's on the immediate horizon for people, but there's so much good research happening here in Oregon at OHSU and across the world, which is a great opportunity to tell people about an event that is happening a year from now, which is the World Parkinson Congress. This is an event that happens only once every 3 years mm-hmm. at a different location in the globe. And in 2016, it's going to be occurring in Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Okay. So bringing the big deal conference for the
exactly.
World Parkinson's Congress.
Exactly. Exactly. Bringing it home.
All right. We will probably check in with you about that event at that time. Meanwhile, we have the Soul Support Walk coming up on Saturday at 12:30 at Bear Creek Park in Medford. Carl Michael will be out there with Team Rosie. Carl, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
Holly Chamoff, the Executive Director of Parkinson's Resources for Oregon, thank you for checking in as well.
Thanks, Jeff.